The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Simple Sophisticate Podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. I'm your host, Shannon Abels. And whether you're listening on your commute, exercising, working in the garden, or sitting down with a hot cup of tea or a cafe au lait, thank you for tuning in. Let's get started. Welcome to the Simple Sophisticate, episode 151. And as I mentioned in last episode, episode 150, we're doubling up this week, a twofer. Last week, I was sick. My voice was gone. It was not good. And I wanted to make up for that. And I wanted to thank all the listeners and readers who sent well wishes in the comments and an email and were understanding. So thank you very much. And because of that, here is the second episode of this week, episode 151. If you haven't already listened to episode 150, I encourage you to do that. Today, we're going to talk about in 151, inspiration derived from the French woman's approach to style. But in episode 150, we talked about life and waiting and what is worth waiting for. So we have a little bit of a balance of both things. Now, the reason I lost my voice was that a couple weeks ago, I was traveling to South Korea and jet lag took over and then a cold and then the voice went. Now, if you're curious about all the different life lessons that I discovered in South Korea, as well as answers to your questions as to why I went and all the things I did, you can check out that post and I'll put that in today's show notes. Some beautiful pictures as well were taken on the trip that you can find, and a few videos too. Now, let's talk about today's 151st episode. So today we're going to talk about the 10 style tips to embrace the French woman's approach to effortless chic. I have been eager to talk about this topic with you. I came across an article that sparked this episode and I just kept waiting for my voice to come back so I could talk about it. And that's what we're going to do. Now, before I dive in, this week's petit plaisir, and you have two this week, right? You had one in 150, you had one in 151 today. Today's episode's petit plaisir is a book, a cozy, leisurely read that you're going to devour. And I'm excited to share it with you at the end of the episode. All right, so let's get into this. Let's talk about style. Let's begin, in fact, with a quote from Marion Cotillard. There is something about the French woman, a sense of freedom that must read and show in the way we dress. So about freedom, liberation, how can clothing be liberating? But it truly can be if we embody and embrace the French approach to style. Now, no one has yet pinpointed when the allure of French style came to epitomize the pinnacle of effortless chic style, but nonetheless, the flattering stereotype continues to be perpetuated, and this episode will do the same. Why? In all honesty, if you have been to France, you have seen it. You have crossed paths with the style seen in Paris that embodies classic staples worn with such ease and confidence that the woman appears to be on her own catwalk wherever she goes. Now, not every French woman embodies the qualities oft associated with simple, chic effortlessness, just as not every American woman is intrigued by fast fashion and putting more in her closet. In fact, if you're a listener of this podcast or a reader of the blog, The Simply Luxurious Life, I have a feeling you do not fall into that traditional American stereotype, which is why you're most likely tuning in to today's episode. But since the French woman has lessons to share when it comes to the style of quality over quantity and demonstrates how magnificent it can all look when pulled together, people from around the globe have taken note, which may be why so many non-French women have impeccable signature style as well. Here's another quote from Evelyn Cherie Trite. What defines French style? An effortless, chic attitude. The Parisian always wears great basics. It's about clever mix and match. That's exactly what we're going to talk about today. All right. And wherever we find the inspiration that moves us to shift and change our wardrobe, in this instance, it's the French approach. It's worth investigating to figure out exactly what the fundamentals are of that particular approach to style. To begin, I must make a confession. I am not someone who enjoys shopping for clothes, but I do thoroughly appreciate and feel most confident when I know the clothes I am wearing work well on my body for whatever occasion I may be involved in. Thus, I have always, even as a young girl, wanted to drill down to how to cultivate a dependable, chic wardrobe that is versatile and lasts. So it was not a surprise when the French woman's approach to style caught my attention. Now let's take a look at how to incorporate the 10 fundamentals of French style into our lives so that we too can look our best, spend our money wisely, and limit the time we spend in shops and online boutiques so that we can go about enjoying the simply luxurious life that we've each created for ourselves. So number one, staples over trends. This is from Lisa Armstrong, who wrote an article for the Daily Telegraph. In an era of excess, Frenchness speaks to a certain kind of abstinence, but also of a noble refusal to compromise on quality, as well as the confidence to resist tacky gimmicks. Now, watching the seasonal runway shows are great fun and full of inspiration and ideas. What new way to wear a button-up blouse, or what to pair with knee-length skirts. But don't hop on the bandwagon if it's a one-season phenomenon. How do you know if it's a one-season phenomenon? Ask yourself, would you wear it if it hadn't been on the runway, or if it wasn't cheered by Vogue and the fashion elites? If the answer is no, then just appreciate it and move on. Staples may seem safe or boring, but as we will discuss in number two, when you purchase well and you know your body and tailor it to your needs, your clothing, you will shine. And the key word is you. You, rather than your clothes, will be what everyone will notice. And that is the intent to dressing well each time we step into our closets. Instead of considering what will draw attention, what will shock, what will woo onlookers, instead ask yourself, what will look best on me and help me elevate to feel and do my best? Return to those clothes again and again and again, and you will never be disappointed. So number one is staples over trends. Number two, invest, don't skimp. A French woman will have Chanel ballet flats and maybe even a Mulberry tote. And if you know fashion, you know neither of those items are cheap. But she won't have oodles of ballet flats in her closet, or more than just a few handbags, unlike an average American's closet that is overflowing with bargain finds that may have looked wonderful on the rack at Ross, but no longer shine 2 or even 5 years later. Hone in on what you need, save up, and purchase what you love and will continue to use for years to come. My Lanvin ballet flats were an investment. And by the way, always order one or at least a half a size larger for any Lanvin shoes. But they were exactly what I had always wanted for years. And when I finally purchased my first pair, I now have 2, beige and black, the price was expected. And I continue to wear them at least 2 to 3 times a week. And this is the even better part. This is why it's worth the investment. They look wonderful and they work with a long list of outfits. Now, sometimes people see the price on these, they're just under $500, and they just freak out. This is the thing. This is the secret. You don't buy it if you don't have the money. Absolutely not. Okay. I didn't buy mine until 2015. All right. But I've known that I've wanted them for years. I also haven't bought a pair of flats since I bought my Lanvin flats. I don't need another pair. I have my colors that I use, and that's it. I don't buy any more. That's the cost per wear, number one. It's also, you're not shopping all the time. So you're really not paying that shocking amount because it's something, it's an investment. It's an investment. So number two is invest, don't skimp. Number three, subtle over shocking. Choose neutral hues that work with your skin tone in order to infuse a multitude of options. The white jersey tee works beautifully under your blazer, but it can also be tucked into a pencil skirt worn with heels to offer a high-low look to the office. Don't forget as well that you can wear it with underneath a leather jacket paired with your favorite jeans. Shocking, while fun, has a shelf life. Subtle, again, allows the woman to shine rather than the clothes. So number three is subtle over shocking. Number four, fewer but better. This kind of overlaps with the invest, but and then having less of what you have, but you love what you do actually, what you actually have purchased. You will have fewer items in your closet. And what a beautiful sight that will be when you walk in. Clutter is stressful. Too many choices can numb us and make it difficult to choose. Fewer but better options simplifies the process, but amplifies the outcome. So number four is fewer but better. Five, a skill rather than a sport. Shopping, that is. Approach it as a skill. As I mentioned at the top of today's episode, I honestly do not like shopping for clothing. Beginning when I was a young girl, I became quite frustrated looking for clothing that fit my tall frame and thus began to see wardrobe building as the goal and not a sport that would waste hours of my day. A significant part of why I share what I learn and discover about style on the Simply Luxurious Life blog and this podcast is because I want to alleviate the frustration that I had so that you too, whether you love shopping or not, will be able to shop well and every time, utilizing your time wisely so that you can enjoy the life you have built. Do I love beautiful attire and the craftsmanship? Oh, absolutely. It's an art. If I could snap my fingers and have the wardrobe of 10 to 15 staple items for each season hanging in my closet that look brilliantly on my body, I would snap away and spend the time I would have been shopping, walking my dogs, working on a creative project, traveling, or any one of the hobbies I enjoy. And so the Simply Luxurious Life exists to reveal the tools we can all possess so we can build our signature wardrobe without feeling we have to do so each and every season, because we truly do not if we shop well. So number five is view shopping as a skill rather than a sport. Number six, keep it simple. A beautiful silk blouse paired with designer jeans that fall just to the ankle, worn with a pair of stunning Roger Vivier flats. Nothing else. Classic pieces, quality pieces. Trust your purchases so that when you do pull them on and pair them with the other items in your closet, you know they will work. Another reason to have fewer but better items in your closet is that you become more familiar with them as you will have had them in your closet for many seasons. You will begin then to trust what you have, what looks flattering on your body, and what other items might pair well with it. The simplifying of the process is a significant factor to loving and trusting your style. So number six is keep it simple. Number seven, subtle but sincere statement pieces. Begin to let go of the costume jewelry. I admittedly used to regularly have my large teardrop earrings that were not that expensive, but fun conversational pieces. And then I began to realize I didn't want my clothing to be the conversational piece. I wanted to be talking about topics of more substance. So I purchased a small pair of hoop earrings, and I provide a link to them in the show notes, and I wear them with nearly every outfit. They are simple, they are basic, they were just under $50 on a sale, but they were items that I kept my eye on and waited for the sale, and they have just the right femininity for work and for play. A simple pair of diamond studs would also work beautifully. You will find what you need, and you will know that it works well. But make sure you invest in it so that it will last and always look well. The key is not to be afraid to invest in a few investment statement jewelry pieces, but make sure they are subtle so that you can wear them for years and perhaps a lifetime. So number seven is subtle but sincere statement pieces. Number eight, find what works and wear it regularly. If blazers are your flattering cut, similar to Emmanuel Alt, then include a couple of quality blazers in a variety of hues in your closet. If you know crew necks are better than V-necks, stay loyal to that cut and do not deviate. Such a discovery of our style takes time, but so long as we pay attention and are willing to explore and try something new if other approaches aren't working, we will eventually find what works for our bodies, our lives, and our comfort. Over the past few years, one of the trends that has become my signature is the jumpsuit. Not everyone loves jumpsuits, but it has been a simple staple in my wardrobe, and I layer it with blazers, wearing long sleeve monochromatic versions in the winter and short sleeves or spaghetti straps in the summer. And recently I splurged on a versatile silk jumper by French designer Vanessa Seward when it went on sale, over 60% off. And it's something that will take me to work and is also ideal for summer afternoons with black sandals. And I provide a link so you can look at it. But if you know something is your style, you know it, you've worn it, you love it, be willing to invest in something and make sure it's timeless so that you can wear it for years to come and well made so that it always looks wonderful. So number 8 is find what works and wear it often. Number 9, mix the high and low. As much as your investment items are the foundation of the French woman's wardrobe, not every item that you wear has to be uber sophisticated. Wear a pair of boyfriend jeans with heels. So the low and casual are the boyfriend jeans and the high and dressed up are the heels. Or a bomber jacket or a silk camisole worn with an over-the-knee pencil skirt and sandals. The balance of seriousness with playfulness displays prowess of how to build and wear a wardrobe that exudes your confidence and your personality. So number 9 is mix high and low. And last but not least, the clothing you wear is meant to spotlight the talented, intelligent, fun, and curious woman who you are. While clothing can offer some armor in a world that can be difficult at times, don't hide completely behind your sartorial choices. Let your signature shine. Choose clothing that, regardless of the designer label, is made well and elevates your confidence. Stick to what works, let go of what doesn't, and dress for you, not to mimic what you should do or who you should be. So number 10 is elevate yourself. Don't hide. Part of embracing the French woman's approach to style is reconciling with the clothes that you must get rid of. But on the flip side, when you don't have to go shopping as often to fill the gaps or find that one item that you just don't seem to have, you will discover an ease with knowing what to wear when that will be priceless. As much as I love the power of the sartorial choices we make, I have always wanted the clothing to be the background. An impressive background, yes, but still something that's in the background. While being known for what one wears is initially flattering and a temporary confidence boost, it is knowing that the woman each one of us offers to the world is more than what she wears, is valued far more than the clothing and image she projects, that motivates me to fine-tune and all but perfect my approach to style. And each time I gain more clarity, I look forward to sharing what I learned with you as I did today. May we all fine-tune our wardrobes so that we may make a worthwhile first impression, but follow through with a breathtaking performance offered by our intelligence, charm, and wit. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. Visit the show notes for any of the links or to see the list of what we just talked about at thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast151. And I also shared a link to 6 different either episodes or blog posts that dive deeper into the topics we talked about. So for example, a link to the Francophile Style Guide, the 14 Essentials, but also How to Master the Art of Dressing, some help on how to organize a closet, and how to cultivate your true style all year long. That was episode 149 just recently that was inspired by Inès de la Fressange's new Parisian lookbook. So many different links to dive deeper into this topic if it interests you. I also provide a link to the Simply Luxurious Life's Capsule Wardrobe Boutique, where I just updated it with the latest all-season spring and fall capsule wardrobe items that you may want to add to your closet. And that is a boutique that is always available. I provided the link on today's show notes. All right, we have one more petite plaisir to get to, and I think you're going to enjoy it if you're looking for a great read. So stay tuned, I'll be right back. All right, welcome back. So last week on the weekly Wednesday Why Not, I talked about why not read a book of leisure in the evening. And I shared a bunch of different books that I've read and also books that I want to read. And one of the books I just read was a cozy mystery, the latest book in the series that's set in Provence, and it's written by M.L. Longworth. Now, this series began back in 2011, but this book just came out at the beginning of April. And it is the series that involves Marin Bonnet and Antoine Verlac. And from the beginning, one is a professor, one is a judge in this town. And eventually throughout the series, they fall in love and they are getting married in this episode. But what I love about this book, so it's called, let me get to the title first. The title is called The Curse of La Fontaine. And while I just mentioned it's led by this couple, it's set in the town where they live. And they are getting married in this episode or this issue or this book. But they don't focus on the wedding, thank goodness. And I say that only because it's not the drama doesn't come from them so much as it does from the murder that's about to happen when you open the book. And so you know they're getting married, and eventually they do, and it's really not talked about. And then they reflect on it, and it's just simple and beautiful. And then you get right into the mystery. So even if you don't know these two characters, maybe you haven't read this entire Cozy Mystery series, you'll get to know who these characters, these personalities are right off the bat. She does a wonderful job. This is an American expat who's lived in France since 1997, and she actually teaches writing at New York University, their branch in Paris. But she does a beautiful job of reintroducing the characters each time without having to retell every story. But I do think you would, if you like cozy mysteries and you like, if you're a Francophile, this really takes a place for me whenever I'm waiting for another Peter Mayall book to come out. This is my fix. And it really has become its own fix because she's brilliant. She's lovely. And I think you'll enjoy the series, but this is the latest one. And it involves a lot of food and talking about their meals and their love for the culture of Southern France. And so I'll provide a link to the most recent book, but I'll also provide a link to the first one in the series should you want to start from the beginning. Again, a very inexpensive, simple pleasure. The Curse of La Fontaine by M.L. Longworth. I hope you've enjoyed this week's Petit Plaisir, where each week ideas are shared to make the everyday all the more enjoyable. Tune in at the end of each Monday's podcast, where I'll recommend a book, a film, or a recipe, anything that is a simple pleasure to satiate your sophisticated taste. Thank you for tuning in to the Simple Sophisticate podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. For more ideas and inspiration throughout the week, stop by the blog, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com, or pick up the book, Choosing the Simply Luxurious Life, A Modern Woman's Guide. To stay caught up on the most recent podcasts, blog posts, and receive exclusive news as well as an extra dose of inspiration, subscribe to the Simply Luxurious Life's weekly newsletter, which arrives in your inbox each Friday to enjoy with a hot cup of tea or your morning coffee, just in time to jumpstart the weekend. Until next Monday, I'm your host, Shannon Abels. Bonne journée!
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at caskers.com.